I have a fig tree. And really and truly, I planted it 3 years ago. Have I eaten a fig from this tree yet?
No.
No. The first year, nothing. The second year, nothing. The third year, started to see some progress. But guess who beat me to it before they were ripe, before they were fully formed? The birds and the squirrels. I had a talk with my cats about this. They're outdoor cats. I said, come on, ladies. Protect the tree, will ya? I want some figs. And like typical cats are like, whatever. Now this gospel passage today. I can't imagine that it's anyone's favorite. Probably no child ever memorized any portion of this story at vacation Bible school, remembering the violence that Pilate committed against these people. As they were worshiping God, as they were making sacrifices, Pilate had the soldiers slaughter them. And that's where this mingling of the blood, it's like, did you hear that in the gospel and think, what is that about? That's what that's about. So it's not a pleasant remembrance. And yet this gospel passage, it brings forward to us something very important to our lives and to our spiritual well-being. So notice that the people are asking Jesus why some others' lives were cut short in a violent and tragic way. Historical insight: Hellenists and Jews thought that premature pain and death were signs of God's adverse judgment. Psychological insight: blame. Blame is simply discharging pain and discomfort and the desire to control situations. Because if we can figure out why something happened, what that group or that person did wrong, then we can avoid it and it won't happen to us. That is the question in the minds of the people that Jesus speaks to in our gospel passage. And so what does he say to them? Repent. Repent and turn to God. I remember Jesus is the one who tells, in the situation of the man born blind, makes clear to everyone that he was not born blind because of his parents' sin. Jesus hears what is behind the question. And the question is there a hierarchy of sin? And is there a particular darkness of their sin that brought this upon them? Because we want to put that in a box. We want to control it. We don't want it to happen to us. And what does he say? Twice. He says, no. Nope, that's not it. He tells them and he tells us. All of us stand in need of repentance. All of us need to turn again and again toward God. We cannot know when or where our lives will end. We just know that our lives will end. So repent early, often. Make it a part of your daily life. It is nothing less than a self-examination before God and a request to God to heal and to make right that in ourselves and in our lives which has gone astray. And so what is the result? Why do this? Well, so here's the connection to that fig tree. When we live lives of repentance, when we seek God's help and guidance in our lives, when we constantly turn again and again toward God instead of away, what does it cause us to do? But to bear fruit. aligning our souls and our lives with God's kingdom values, with God's will, and the work of the Spirit, it will cause us to bear all kinds of fruit. Now, warning, this involves some manure. Did you catch that in the gospel passage? Perhaps this is every preacher's favorite line, right? You don't often get to talk about manure in your sermon. But again, let us think metaphorically. I mean, what do we consider manure in our lives? Those times where we struggle and we stretch and it's not always comfortable for us. But that is part of the work of transformation. And so repentance can be uncomfortable. Amendment of life can be difficult. But all of that works as fertilizer in our lives so that we can bear fruit, spiritual fruit that nourishes the community, nourishes the world that's hungry for this. So let us all consider our metaphorical fig trees. Let us be intent on bearing fruit and allow Jesus, the gardener. And remember, it's in the Gospel of John that on Easter morning, Mary mistakes the risen Christ for the gardener. So he is the gardener. Let us allow Jesus to do his work, to loosen up the earth around us, to help us with that manure so that we may bear fruit. Let him do his work in us and on us as it is pleasing to the Lord. Amen.